Good morning, everyone, and happy Sabbath.
Tere hommikust. Head hingamispäeva.
I would like to start with a small prayer, and Anders will translate all the words. In your presence, dear Lord, we come humbly to ask your Holy Spirit to inspire all the words and to give understanding
and
also to give us hearts to do according to your will.
We
ask you, trusting in the name and blood of Jesus.
Me palume usaltes Jeesuse veresse.
Amen. So, first time I'm preaching in English.
Esimest korda elus ma jutlustan inglise keeles.
And for an audience that doesn't speak English.
Publikule, kes ei räägi inglise keelt.
So, first of all, I would like to thank all the love that all this church has been giving since I arrived.
Kõigepealt ma tahan tänada neid selle armastuse eest, mis mind siin kirikus vastu võttis.
I wouldn't have treated myself this way.
Ma ei oleks ise ennast niimoodi kohelnud.
And I want to thank all the willingness to hear all my stories and to include me in all the receiving your homes, borrowing your violins.
Ma tahan tänada, et te olete vastu võtnud mind oma kodudest, te olete laenud mulle oma viiuleid.
And also inviting me to share my experience from my previous church.
Ja kutsunud mind jagama oma kogemust oma eelmisest kogudusest.
And it has been a privilege to be part of all the life of this church.
On olnud suur privileeg olla osa selle koguduse elust.
And of course it has been very important since all my background, all my family is very far away.
Ja see on muidugi väga oluline, sest kogu mu pere ja taust on väga kaugel.
And of course my church where I also felt like a family and a home is also continuing there and it's very good that I now have something new to do here.
Ja samuti kogudus, kus ma tundsin ennast samamoodi nagu kodus, on jätkab oma tegevust seal, kus ta on, et on tore, et ma tunnen ennast siin koduselt.
And so I've been asked to share some of the ideas on how I can help this church.
Minu käest on palutud jagada mõned ideed, mitte kuidas ma saaksin aidata seda kogudust.
I am not an expert at all.
Ma ei ole ekspert.
I'm not Estonian, first of all.
Kõigepealt ma ei ole eestlane.
I don't know your background, your history.
Ma ei tea teie tausta, teie ajalugu.
I don't know how all the dynamics in the church work.
Ma ei tea, kuidas on kirikus vastastikused suhted dünaamika.
And I understand that there each church has its own culture and way of working.
Ma saan aru, et igas koguduses on oma kultuur ja töömeetodid.
But one thing that is common is that I am still in an Adventist church.
Üks ühine osa on see, et ma olen siiski adventkirikus.
And wherever in the world we go, we always feel at home because when we are in an Adventist church.
Kus iganes me ei lähe maailmas, me tunnen ennast alati kodus, kui me oleme adventkirikus.
And so I'd like to invite you to some thoughts.
Tahan kutsuda üles mõtlema koos minuga.
And starting with I would like to hear from you what are the signs of something being alive.
Ja kõigepealt ma tahan teie käest küsida, mis on elu märgid, elu tunnused.
Being a plant, person, what characterizes life?
Mis iseloomustab elu?
You can answer in Estonian.
Te võite vastata eesti keeles. Movement, breathing. Growing and exactly. Multiplying.
Exactly. So those are the characteristics and it's very obvious why we apply these characteristics to the church.
Ja on küllaltki loogiline, et me kasutame neid kujundeid ka või näiteid ka koguduse kohta.
And actually I would like to share some thoughts about the words that Lambit said.
Ja tegelikult ma sooviksin jagada mõned mõtted nende sõnade
Which
kohta, mida ütles Lembit, mis on kasvamine.
So do we need to grow?
Kas me peame kasvama?
As a church.
Kogudusena. If you don't grow, we dwarf.
Dwarf. So I picked some ideas.
Ma valisin mõned mõtted.
That were shared in my previous church.
Mis jagati minu eelmises koguduses.
Because my previous church had also problems with growth.
Ka minu eelmine kogudus oli probleemides kasvamisega.
And the same way these ideas helped very much my church.
Ja samamoodi need mõtted aitasid minu kogudust.
In such way that they brought a transformation in one year.
Sellisel viisil, et muutus toimus ühe aastaga.
I bring them to you and let you use the way you want to use them.
Ma toon need ideed või mõtted siia ja te võite kasutada neid, kuidas soovite.
So I ask you, I brought a PowerPoint, so I ask
Ilmar to Ilmaril näidata PowerPoint.
There was made a research in North America, of course.
Põhja-Ameerikas tehti uuring, loomulikult Põhja-Ameerikas.
And they picked the churches, all the churches that were growing.
Nad valisid kõik kasvava liikmeskonnaga kirikud.
And they asked and they wanted to know what were the main factors for those churches.
Nad tahtsid teada, mis on peamised põhjused selles kasvus.
All of these churches that were growing had 6 factors in common.
Kõigil neil kasvavatel kogudustel oli 6 tunnust ühised.
So the first one.
Esimene.
Of course, spiritual dynamics.
Kõigepealt vaimne dünaamika.
And there are several characteristics on what spiritual dynamics is.
Ja seal on mõned iseloomu omadused või väljendid, mis on vaimne dünaamika.
And of course, maybe we would think, oh, those churches that have modern music and are apart from the truth are the ones that are growing.
Me arvame, et need kirikud, kus on moderne muusika ja mis on tõest kaugel kasvavad.
It's not true. The
See
first thing that makes a church grow is their spiritual dynamics.
Esimene asi, mis paneb koguduse kasvama, on vaimne dünaamika.
And the first thing is bold faith.
Ja esimene asi on julge usk.
So you see, it's a very old thing that we have here as characteristics.
Nagu te näete, on see tunnusena väga vana asi.
The second, very connected to this first slide,
Teine, mis,
is effective evangelism.
Mis on väga tihedalt seotud esimesega, on efektiivne evangelism.
So, if you don't have spiritual dynamics, there's no way to have effective evangelism.
Kui ei ole vaimset dünaamikat, koostööd, siis ei ole ka efektiivset või edukat evangelismi.
And how is evangelism effective?
Ja kuidas on evangelism edukas?
So you have this list of things.
Ja seal on
style approach, you can list them.
Seal on siis siin on siis nimekir elustiililine lähenemine, huvivaatuste vastu soov pöördumiste kasvuks, rõh perekondadel, huvi uute liikmete vastu, väljaspoole suunatud, huvi kiriku laienemiseks ja evangelismi treening.
So there are not few things.
Siin ei ole vähe asju.
We are still on the second topic and we already have many things. Of course.
Me oleme alles teise teema juures ja meil on juba palju asju.
Yeah, good idea. Thank you. And of course this is a small church, we can't do everything.
See on väike kogudus, me ei saa teha kõike.
But just pick some ideas of some things that could be applied here.
Aga võtke mõned mõtted, mis võiks siin kasutust leida.
And the third point.
Ja kolmas punkt või slide
strategic planning
on strateegiline planeerimine.
And I can read you something here that says on the document. It says
ja selle uuringu dokument või aruanne kirjutab.
Growing churches buy into the concept.
Kasvavad kirikud või kontseptuaalselt.
That what is measured improves.
Mida mõõdetakse, see kasvab.
While most churches measure money, growing churches make bold plans and then measure their results.
Kui enamus kogudusi mõõdab raha, siis kasvavad kogudused teevad julgeid plaane ja mõõdavad nende tulemusi.
So you see here many things that are included in this planning.
Paljud asjad on sellesse planeerimisse lisatud.
And not only planning, but strategic planning.
Mitte lihtsalt planeerimine, vaid strateegiline planeerimine.
And one of the things I like a lot here is take appropriate risk, one of them.
Ja üks lemmik punkt sellel strateegilise planeerimise all on võtta sobivad riskid.
It also adds a little bit of that bold faith that we saw in the first topic.
See tähendab, et lisada natuke julget usku, mida me nägime esimeses punktis.
And these spice of adventure that God wants in our life.
Ja lisab väikese seikluse, ta Jumal tahab meie ellu.
Of course we need vision too, it's one of the other topics that there is.
Ja meil on vaja ka visiooni või nägemust.
And we need a lot of discernment, of course.
Ja meil on vaja palju pühendumist.
The fourth point.
Neljas slide.
We have excellent leadership.
Meil on suurepärane juhtimine.
The way that those churches grow, they always have these leaders that are committed to growth.
See viis, kuidas need kogudused kasvavad, on kui on juhid, kes on pühendunud kasvule, kasutavad efektiivselt autoriteeti, on tahtlikud laskma ennast teistel juhtida, ootavad kasvu, tegelevad takistustega, on kontekstuaalselt eemal, ehk siis ja hindavad kestvat õpet, oskavad motiveerida, on usaldusväärsed ja pastor on ühes paigas, piisavalt kaua ning mõistab ja kasutab kasvamise põhimõtteid.
We are limited to our resources, of course.
Me oleme piiratud oma vahenditega.
But the church is a body full of leaders.
Aga kogudus on keha täis juhte.
Who can perform different roles.
Kes saavad täita erinevaid rolle, ülesandeid.
And on every age we can see effective leadership.
Ja igas vanuses me võime näha edukat, efektiivset juhtimist.
I would add to this excellent leadership one thing that another study that I will not share all today.
Ma tahaks lisada selle suurepärase juhtimise alla ka ühe uuringu, mida ma täielikult ei jaga täna.
Which includes the involvement of youth.
Ka noorte tööd.
And churches that grow, usually they not only inspire and lead youth.
Need kasvavad kogudused mitte ainult inspireeri ja juhata noori.
But they put them at work.
Aga nad panevad need tööle.
Okay, fifth point.
Viies punkt.
We have productive assimilation.
Produktiivne assimileerimine.
What does this mean?
Mida see tähendab?
As a church grows, new people
Kui
come in.
Kui kogudus kasvab, inimesed, uued inimesed tulevad.
And what do they do with these people?
Ja mida teeb kirik nende inimestega?
You sit them on the benches.
Sealt paneb nad pinkide ristuma.
Make more bread and wine.
Ja teeb rohkem leiba ja viine.
No, the actual Ei. Secret is to involve them as quickly as possible.
Kogu asja saladus on neid kasutada või nii kiiresti kui võimalik.
And as you did here, having a welcoming climate.
Nagu te tegite siin, kuna teil on vastuvõttev või soe õhkond.
Always can be improved too.
Alati saab midagi paremini.
And you can read the other ones. The third.
Okay. Siis produktiivne assimileerimine, ehk siis siin on siis need punktid. Ma siis loen, proovib sulgeda tagaust, ehk siis neile, kes ära minna tahavad. Suurendab gruppide ja klasside arvu, pakub teenimise treeningut. Rõhutab vaimuande. Suhted on suunatud, kasutab väike gruppe. Ehitab inimeste voolu strateegia.
Mm-hmm. We can see it throughout the whole Bible.
Me võime näha seda läbi Biibli.
From the Old Testament in Exodus 18. From Exodus is second Moses.
Me võime vaadata sellest teise Moosese 18. Peatükist.
I always forget that you have this numbering on the five first books.
Ma alati unustan ära, et teil on Moosese raamatud numerdatud.
So this chapter talks about
Jethro's
instruction on Moses.
Jethro juhistele Moosesele ja soovitusele.
All that crowd,
et organiseerida kogu seda rahva massi.
And give them roles.
Anda neile ülesanded.
Until the smallest cells, the small families.
Kuni perekonna tasandini välja.
And then we also see when Jesus comes here, he also organized people. Do you remember when?
Ja kui Jeesus tuli maa peale, siis ta samamoodi organiseeris inimesi. Kas te mäletate millal?
Any idea on
mõtteid?
Jesus organizing a crowd?
Jeesus jagam...
Yes.
Then where the disciples were sent out and when the food was distributed.
Exactly.
Täpselt nii.
You have that organization that Jesus saw. That he felt compassion for the crowd first.
Ta tundis armastust kaastunnet selle rahva vastu.
Thank you, all the translators.
Aitäh kõige tõlkijatele.
And of course he saw that the only way to be quick on distributing the bread.
Ja ainuke viis, kuidas leiba jagada kiiresti ja efektiivselt.
Be organizing.
On organiseerimine.
And of course in Acts we see that same thing again.
Samamoodi apostlite tegudes me näeme samasugust asja.
The disciples, it is in Acts 6:2.
And apostlite tegude kuuendas me näeme, et jüngrid
and again the disciples saw the same situation.
We have a lot of people. On palju inimesi.
We are doing everything to everyone.
Teeme kõike kõigile.
So we have to organize our
me peame organiseeruma.
And of course after that you see also
ja pärast seda võite näha
Jesus giving instruction on how would be the mission of the church.
Samamoodi on Jeesus andmas juhiseid, kuidas oleks koguduse missioon.
You have to go.
Ja see ütleb, te peate minema.
And talk to everyone.
Ja rääkima kõikidega.
How did they do that?
Kuidas now, seda teevad?
And he gave several instructions. You
ja
must go
juhised,
two by two. And
te peate minema kahe kaupa.
And you shall not take anything with you. And you
ja te ei võta midagi endaga kaasa.
Those who will receive you, it's very good.
Need, kes võtavad vastu, need on õnnistatud. Kes ei võta.
Take away the dust from your shoes and you
kes
go to
kes teid vastu ei võta, pühite tolmu jalgat, te lähete edasi.
That was the mission for that time.
See oli mission sellel ajale.
Today, what does the Adventist Church do?
Tänapäeval teeb Adventist kirik mida?
Started in United States of America.
Alustasid Ameerika Ühendriikides.
Small group.
Väike grupid.
Started to grow.
Hakkas kasvama.
Needs to organize itself.
Peab ennast organiseerima.
And now we have this big church.
Nüüd meil on see suur kirik.
Which is organizing small groups.
Mis on organiseeritud väike gruppideks.
And each church has in its inside of its
ja igal kirikul on enda sees, oma kesta sees, teised väike gruppid.
And so this is a lot to do with church growth.
Selles on palju seost kiriku kasvuga.
And with this point of assimilation.
Ja selle assimileerimise punkti all.
That includes that we have to organize our church tähendab, in order to grow.
Me peame organiseerima oma kogudust selleks, et kasvada.
And as it grows, we have to organize again.
Ja kui see kasvab, siis peame uuesti organiseerima.
Okay, and going to the last point, the sixth.
Ja viimane kuues punkt.
We have also inspiring worship.
Meil on ka inspireeriv ülistus.
This is the life of the church.
See on kiriku elu.
Every week's reunions.
Iga nädalane kohtumine.
And all these topics, you can read them.
Nii siis need punktid. Pastor, kes armastab inimesi, piibellik jutlustamine, tundeline ehk emotsioonidega suhtlemine, ehtne juhtimine, vaimselt elav, kontekstiliselt sobiv ja meeskonna teenimine.
So all these factors
kõik
contribute
osad annavad juurde
to a church growth
koguduse kasvule.
And are what is common in all the churches that are growing.
Ja need on ühised kõigile kasvavatele kogudustele.
It doesn't matter their denomination.
Ei ole oluline nende denominatsioon.
And if we analyze each topic,
kui me analüüsime iga teemat,
all of them are biblical.
Kõik need on piibellikud.
All of them are according to our Adventist principles.
Kõik need on Advent põhimõtete järgi.
And all of them are powered by the Holy Spirit.
Ja kõik need on väestatud püha vaimu poolt.
Because there's no church growth if there's no Holy Spirit.
Ei ole mingit koguduse kasvu, kui pole püha vaimu.
And what I found in this church is a lot of talent, a lot of
mida ma leidsin siin kogudusest on palju talente.
Willingness to work.
Palju tahtmist tööd teha.
But also
aga ka üksiti.
People tired.
Inimesed, kes on väsinud.
Without energy to do more things because it's overwhelming all the work that you have to do.
Jõuta midagi teha, sest ülesande koorm on iga suur.
And I also noticed that many times
ma
it happens
märkasin,
that one, while one person is doing one thing,
samas kui üks inimene teeb ühte asja,
and working his heart onto it,
teeb seda südamest,
many others just don't even realize that work is being done.
Mõned inimesed ei saa aru, et seda tööd tehakse.
Personally, I was very inspired with the work that was done 2 weeks ago in the anniversary.
Mind väga inspireeris see töö, mis tehti 2 nädalat tagasi aastapäeval.
I like to see the church working together. It was very nice.
Mulle väga meeldis näha, kuidas kirik koostööd tegi. See oli väga kena.
And of course, the moments of the hikes were very relaxed and in friendship.
Ja samamoodi ka matka momentid või tegevus oli väga hea sõprusele, sõpruse kasvule.
And I see that one simple thing
ja ma näen, et üks väike lihtne asi
võib
teha väga palju head kogudusele.
Because it is very nice to see people working together and it works.
On väga tore näha inimesi koostööd tegemas ja see toimib.
So what I would say
ja ma tahan öelda,
that we need to pray more together.
Et me peame rohkem koos palvetama.
That was the first thing that the disciples did in Acts.
See on esimene asi, mida jüngrid tegid apostlitegude raamatu järgi.
Jesus said that it's given me all the power and I give it unto you.
Minul on antud kogu vägi ja ma annan selle teile.
But not now.
Aga mitte praegu.
You have to wait.
Te peate ootama.
For the Holy Spirit to come.
Püha vaimu, et and see tuleks.
And the first thing they felt was okay.
Esimene asi, mida nad tundsid oli.
We have gone through all the process of being with Jesus.
Me oleme läinud läbi kogu selle aja, mis me oleme olnud koos Jeesusega.
Being highly disappointed by his death.
Väga tõsiselt pettunud tema teest.
Losing tegemisest. All the hopes and thinking that everything that we live was just a lie.
Väga pettunud, arvates, et kõik see, mis me läbi elasime, on vale.
And now Jesus comes again and says, no, it was not a lie, it was all for this reason.
Ja nüüd tuleb Jeesus tagasi ja ütleb, ei, see olnud vale, see oli kõik selle pärast, sellel põhjusel.
And the disciples are still processing all the information that happened in that occasion.
Ja jüngrid endiselt veel mõtlevad läbi kõikest, mis juhtus.
And above all, Jesus says, now you have to work.
Ja kõigele lõpuks ütleb Jeesus, te peate hakkama tööd tegema.
And what they feel?
Ja mida nad tunnevad?
I can't do it.
Ma ei saa seda teha.
It's impossible.
See on võimatu.
We are 12.
Meid on 12.
It's a very small church.
See on väga väike kirik.
So the first thing they said is,
esimene asi, mida nad ütlevad, on,
we will go for many days together.
Et said kokku paljudel päevadel.
And pray.
Ja palvetasid.
Pray that Jesus really does what he said.
Palvetasid, et Jeesus teeks tõesti seda, mida ta lubas.
Because if he doesn't do that, we are in very big trouble.
Sest kui ta ei tee seda, me oleme suures hädas.
So he must really send the Holy Spirit as he promised.
Ta peab tõesti saatma püha vaimu, nagu ta lubas.
Otherwise we'll not do a thing.
Vastupidisel juhul me ei tee midagi.
And this feeling of need of Holy Spirit.
Ja see püha vaimu vajaduse tunne.
And the need of being together.
Ja see vajadus olla koos.
Is what made the church do great things.
Mis pani koguduse tegema suuri asju.
They were in a rough place.
Nad olid raskes kohas.
They were among Jews.
Nad olid juutide keskel.
Killed Jesus.
Kes tapsid Jeesuse.
Their conditions were not favorable.
Nende olukord ei olnud soodus.
Sometimes we think that yes, those churches grow because their culture is they are more spiritual, they are more open to Jesus.
Tihti peale mõtleb, et need kogudused kasvavad, sest kultuur on rohkem avatud Jeesusele.
But actually, if Jesus was in this very church,
aga tegelikult Jeesus oleks praegu siin selles kirikus,
I believe he would find something to do.
Ma arvan, et ta leiaks siin midagi teha.
So, the message I want to share to you today,
sõnum, mida ma tahan teiega täna jagada,
is that don't be discouraged.
Ärge kartke.
Don't feel like the work is bigger than you can do.
Ärge arvake, et töö on suurem, kui te võid jõuata teha.
Don't feel that you're alone.
Ärge arvake, et te olete üksi.
Don't feel that the church is tired.
Ärge arvake, et kirik on väsinud.
Because indeed we can do many things.
But siiski, me võime teha palju asju.
We just need to follow some of these things that are already being done.
Peame lihtsalt järgnema headele eeskujudele.
And of course, sometimes we just need to hear some words of inspiration.
Mõnikord peab kuulama mõned julgustavad sõnad.
And I hope these words are inspiring to you.
Ma loodan, et need sõnad on julgustavad teile.
And I hope that the next thing you want to do is to sit. The leadership of the church needs to sit and think, okay, let's gather all these people.
Ma loodan, et järgmine asi, mida te tahate teha, on, et koguduse juhtkond istub maha, kutsub kokku inimesed.
And let's try.
Ja proovime.
Because I believe God blesses every time we do a small effort.
Sest ma usun, et Jumal õnnistab iga meie väiksemat püüdlust.
Again, I don't come here as an expert.
Taas ma ei tule siia ekspertina.
And I don't claim to have the secret to
ja ma ei väida, et mul on
success
edusaladus.
Of the church. And but I've seen it working.
Aga ma olen näinud seda asja toimimas.
And I understand how hard it is to
ma saan aru, kui raske see on.
Be this church here in Võru.
Kui raske on olla kirik siin Võrus.
And all the things that are happening around the church and even inside this church.
Kõik need asjad, mis juhtuvad koguduse ümber ja sees.
All the shocks that you lived last year.
Kõik need šokid, mida te elasite läbi eelmisel aastal.
And I understand it's not easy.
Saan aru, et see ei ole kerge.
To keep the faith.
Et hoida usku.
But that's what Satan wants.
Aga see on täpselt see, mida Saatan tahab.
If you think, what is Satan doing? What are his plans? What would he want? If you
Nüüd, kui
think,
me mõtleme selle peale, mis on Saatana plaan, mida ta tahaks?
What does he want? To divide?
Ta tahab lõhkuda.
Because if the church is divided, then the church doesn't do a thing.
Kui kogudus on lõhki, siis ta ei tee tööd.
If the church loses its faith,
kui
its kirik
kaotab oma usu ja lootuse,
the church doesn't seek God.
Kogudus ei otsi Jumalat.
Great!
Tore!
If I make those people to fail and sin,
kui ma suudan panna need inimesed läbi kukkuma ja patu tegema, kogu kogudus.
All the church and all the people around them will see, oh, here's an Adventist doing bad things.
Kõik ümbruskond näeb, et siin on Adventist, kes teeb valesid asju.
And here are the news.
Ja siin on uudised.
The Adventist church, in the end,
Advent kogudus lõpuajal,
will have a very bad reputation.
On väga halva mainega.
In the Adventist church there will be criminals.
Advent koguduses on kriminaalid, valetajad.
People who steal.
Inimesed, kes varastavad.
There will be all of them.
Seal on kõik need.
In Adventist church.
Advent koguduses.
And it's in that circumstances.
Ja nend selles olukorras.
That we as Adventists.
Meie adventistidena peame
share the word of God.
Jagama Jumala sõna.
So it's better to do it while we don't have that bad reputation for now.
Seega oleks mõistlik teha seda jagamist praegu, kui meie maine ei ole veel nii halb,
before those times of
enne kui need
come.
Taga kiusemise ajad tulevad.
So, prioritize. Seek what is most important now.
Pane asjad tähtsuse järjekorda. Mis on kõige olulisem praegu?
First thing are the people.
Kõige esimene asi on inimesed.
So, care for the church.
Hoolitse koguduse eest, inimeste eest.
And one of the things that was a great blessing in my home church was
üks
the small groups.
Väheseid, üks esimese asja, mis oli suur õnnistus minu kodu kirikus, oli väike grupid.
And it's not only small groups for Adventists to
ja
read the Bible.
Väike grupid ei ole ainult Adventistidele.
It's small groups of friends.
Need on grupp sõpru.
Adventists or not for Adventists.
Adventistid või mitte.
But with the Adventist core, of course.
Aga Adventisti kesta sees.
And the main goal of these groups is to grow.
Selle gruppi esmane ülesanne on kasvada.
And after growing, divide to grow again.
Ja jaguneda, et kasvada jälle.
In my church, I was attending two small groups.
Ma osalesin kahe väike gruppi töös.
One of women's group.
Üks naistele.
And one for youth group.
Üks noortele.
And in the women's group, first
naiste
of
grupis,
all, my mother was going to that group.
Minu ema hakkas käima selles
She's
grupis.
She's not Adventist.
Ta ei ole Adventist.
And she wouldn't go to the church.
Ta ei läheks kirikusse.
But she goes to a small group.
Aga ta käib väike grupis.
Because it's in a house of a person.
Sest see on ühe inimese kodus.
And the environment is friendly.
Ja õhkkond on sõbralik.
And they speak of things that are relevant to her.
Ja räägitakse nendest asjadest, mis on talle olulised.
The youth group.
Noorte grupp.
was a house of a family with three children.
Oli ühe kolmelapselise pere kodu.
And they were in a neighborhood that was a social neighborhood.
Oli ühes
poor neighborhood.
Vaeses piirkonnas.
Yeah. And all the friends from the school of their kids.
Ja kõik sõbrad nende laste koolikaaslased.
Were attending the käisid house.
Seal majas.
Usually the maximum advised for a small group is 12 people.
Soovitav väike gruppi arv on kuni 12 inimest.
And the teenager group is 20.
See teismeliste grupp on 20.
And they want that group to happen every week.
Ja tahavad, et see grupp toimiks igal nädalal.
Usually we do it every 2 weeks.
Tavaliselt me teeme seda iga kahe nädala tagant.
Et hosts.
Et puhata lasta neil, kes vastu võtavad.
But they were always so, are we meeting this week?
Kuid nende küsimus oli, et kas me kohtume sel nädalal.
They picked the subjects they wanted to talk about.
Nad valisid teemad, millest nad tahtsid rääkida.
And even those that said, yeah, I don't believe in God.
Isegi need, kes ütlesid, on te usu Jumalat.
Those prayed together.
Valvetasid koos.
Wanted to know what was written in the Bible.
Ja tahtsid teada, mis oli kirjutatud Biiblis.
They had questions about God that they wanted to be answered.
Ja neil oli küsimus Jumala kohta, mille nad tahtsid vastuseid saada.
And some of them started to go to church and pathfinders.
Ja mõned neist hakkasid käima kirikus ja rajaleidjates.
Another example, my father.
Järgmine näide, minu isa.
Attends the males group. Men's group.
Meeste väike grupis.
And this the men group is also very peculiar. Because men usually don't talk so much.
Meeste väike grupp on väga eriline, sest mehed tavaliselt räägib palju oma vahel.
And the leader says this small group is first of all to bring many of the husbands of Adventist women.
Et selle väike gruppi esmane ülesanne on tuua välja Advent naiste abikaasad.
But also to teach men on how to talk about stuff besides work and football.
Ja õpetada meestele rääkima midagi muud peale töö ja jalgpalli.
And my father is attending it and he doesn't go to church.
Ja minu isa käib selles grupis, aga ta ei käi kirikus.
The idea of obeying to a congregation.
Tal ei meeldi see mõte, et alluda kogudusele.
But he loves to go there and discuss ideas.
Aga tal ei meeldi käia väike grupis ja aruta ideid, mõtteid.
And like this group we have I believe 11 groups in my church.
Ja sel nagu need grupid on meil veel 11.
Some are harder than the others.
Mõned on raskemad kui need teised.
But all of them have the follow up.
Kuid igal ühel on järg.
And this has been helping a lot the church to be more together.
Ja see on aidanud kogudusel töötada rohkem koos, olla rohkem koos, kasvada.
And to bring fruits.
Ja tuua esile vilju.
It's the first time in our church history.
See esimene kord meie koguduse ajaloos.
That everyone is belonging to some group.
Et iga üks meist kuulub kuhugi gruppi.
And being useful.
Ja on kasulik.
Feeling included.
Ja tunneb ennast osalisena.
And everyone that comes to the church for
iga
the first
üks, kes
time
tuleb kirikusse esmakordselt,
will be found a place to be in.
Talle leitakse koht.
So what does it take?
Nii mida see vajab?
Just some planning.
Natuke planeerimist.
Willingness.
Tahtmist.
But what will I do?
Aga mida mina teen?
So I've asked Andres to help me translate some gifts.
Seega ma palusin, me tõlkisime mõned
it helped a lot my church.
Vaimuandide küsimustikud.
It will be provided to you and you can
me
do it for your own use.
Te võite kasutada neid, kuidas te soovite.
It has a final place where you can write down the three areas or fields where you are the best.
Küsimustiku lõpus on koht, kuhu võid kirjutada kolm kõige rohkem sinule sobivad vaimuandi.
And below there is a grid of tasks that usually happen in the church.
Seal on ka nimekirja ülesandeid, mis tavaliselt toimuvad kirikus.
Some of them may not apply to this church.
Mõned ei ole selle kirikule
but you
toimivad.
Fill them according to what you wish because it's for your own personal use.
Ja võid täita need oma soovide kohaselt, sest see on sinu enda isiklikus kasutamiseks.
It may be very useful for nominations.
See võib väga oluline ameti kohtade valimisel olla.
But you can use it or not.
Te võid seda kasutada või mitte.
For you to know on how you can be useful and how you can start.
See on selleks, et sa võiksid tunda, kus sa oled vajalik ja mida sa võiksid teha alguseks.
So my earnest prayer this morning.
minu palve tänasel hommikul.
And also a little bit selfish because
natuke isekas.
I'd like to leave this growth in this church too. I'd like to see it happening.
Sest ma tahaksin näha seda kirikut kasvamas.
Is that the Holy Spirit is in fact working in this church?
Et püha vaim töötaks otseselt siin koguduses.
And making great miracles.
Et teeks suuri imesid.
And giving power.
Ja annaks jõudu.
For it being meaningful to this community in Võru.
Et me oleksime olulised sellele ühiskonnale siin Võrus või kogukonnale.
So may the Lord bless this church and guide.
Jumala nistugu seda kogudust ja juhiks. Ja annaks jõudu.
Thank you.
Aitäh.